好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是两种意见，听谁的？
The sermon title today is whose opinion to listen to between the two.
开始讲到以前，我们有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求主在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May Lord have the sovereignty in us.
帮助我们在不同意见当中能够明白什么是你的旨意。
Help us to understand your will between the two opinions.
谢谢恩主听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，两种意见听谁的？
Whose opinion to listen to between the two?
这个可能是太常见的一件事吧，对吧？
So this kind of thing maybe just happen all the time.
我们常常会遇见两种以上不同的意见，对吧？
So we may just encounter two or more different opinions.
那什么是我们决定的标准？
So what is the standard for us to make the decision?
什么是我们采信的原则呢？
So what is the principle for us to trust?
遇到这种情况，通常这个世界的人会怎么办呢？
What would the world do when they encounter this?
其实简单的讲，最简单的就是丛林法则嘛。
The simplest is the law of the jungle.
弱肉强食啊。
The weakest prey to the strong.
你不听，一巴掌扇过去啊。
If you don't listen to me, I'll just slap you.
在我们许多的家庭里边，父母也是这么管教孩子的，对吧？
A lot of family, that's how they just raise their children.
让你去上学，你不听。
And if you do not listen to me to go to school,
让你在课堂里边好好乖乖的听老师讲课，你不听。
If you do not just sit still and listen to the teachers, the teaching,
比较简单，一巴掌打过去嘛。
Is this way just slap?
两个国家有领土的纷争怎么办？
When the two nations had this argue about their territory,
在宫廷之间两个王子要争一个王位该怎么办？
Also in the if the two kings are fighting for their seats,
最简单的就是让历史由胜利者来写就好了。
The easiest way, just let the history be written by the victors.
这些都是老我在世界里的丑陋的行径了。
These are the ugly behavior of the old self and the world.
然而我们都是在耶稣基督里新造的人呢。
But we're the new creation in Christ.
所以我们必须要以耶稣基督的心为心。对不对？
Therefore, we must have the heart of Christ.
好，让圣灵在我们心中掌王权，居首位。
And let Holy Spirit rule in our hearts.
我们看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
超越理性的认知。
Beyond rational cognition.
那什么是超越理性的认知呢？
So what is beyond rational cognition?
最直接讲就跟我过去的经验不一样嘛。
So the easy way to explain is that's different from my old experience.
好像也违背一些常识啊。
And maybe it just said it's very different just from my common sense.
我们回到当时保罗的处境来看一下呀。
Let's look at Paul's situation during the time.
从美拉到加奥的距离是520公里。
The distance from Mera to Fairhaven is 520 kilometers.
突然间报两个地点，大家糊里糊涂，对吧？
So you may just get confused. All of a sudden, I just mentioned two locations.
比较简单的认知呢，美拉就是今天的土耳其最差不多最南端的一个港口了。
So Mera is the south of the harbor in Turkey.
那么美拉是这样子，那个
加奥
是在什么地方呢？
So where's Fairhavens?
加奥是在希腊的一个大岛上。
So Fairhaven, that's the island in Greece.
这个大岛到今天都是非常著名的旅游景点。
Even till today, and this island is the famous travel spot.
那这个岛呢叫克里特岛。
It's a crater.
如果大家能够去希腊旅行的话呢，这个地方你可能是难免是必要打卡之地啊。
If you travel to Greece, this is a place you just cannot omit.
那在这个岛的最南端有一个港口，就叫做加奥港了。
Therefore, on the southern part of this island and this place, it's called the Fair.
好，两个地点有一个交代，大家知道是什么地方，大概对吧
？So now you have some general understanding about where these two locations are.
其实《使徒行传》讲那么久了，大家也应该对新约的圣经地图，特别是保罗的三次旅行地图，有一些基本的了解才对啊。
So after all this time, I preach about the book of Acts, you have some general understanding about the posture.
两地之间的距离是520公里。
The distance between these two places is 520 kilometers.
的确，当时来讲，靠帆船走，要走不少日子。
So it takes a long time just to travel by boat.
他们走着走着就过了禁食的节期了。
As they went, they passed by the fasting festivals.
那接下来会发生什么事情呢？
After that, what will happen?
首先，我们来关心一下保罗对众人的劝勉了。
First, Paul's exhortation to everyone.
我们来看看保罗的行程好不好？
Let's look at Paul's journey.
他们一行人离开了该撒利亚，对吧？
So, the Paul and his party, they left Caesarea.
大概是在主后58年八月中下旬左右的时间吧。
It is around the middle or late August of AD 58.
然后他们离开美拉呢？
When they left the Mara,
就是土耳其最南端那个地点，美拉已经是九月中旬了。
That's the southern part of Turkey. That is already the mid-September.
那这个时候有一个日子，有一个节期，对大家就很重要。
So during that time, there's a festival that is very important.
因为每年的赎罪日呢，大概是在十月初啊。
Because the annual day of the atonement should it's in the early October.
这也正是这一个时候呢，他们刚好来到了加奥，就是。克里特岛的最南端的那个港口。
And it was this time they came to this island and it's the fair havens.
从当时的气候条件来看呢
，Looking at the weather during that time，
一般来说九月下旬过后呢，地中海的风浪就会比较大了。
Generally speaking, after late September, the wind and the waves in the Mediterranean Sea will gradually increase.
我去以色列去了两次。
I've been to Israel twice.
有一次是一月份去，有一次是八月份去。
One time went in January, the other time is in August.
八月份的地中海呢，随时玩，随时去戏耍都是很安全的。
In August, the Mediterranean Sea is pretty safe.
但是如果你是一月份去的，那个浪就很高、很急、很大了。
However, if you just go there in January and the wave is very strong.
过了九月下旬以后，危险系数也会增加呀。
So after late September, also it's kind of danger.
当然，对于一个有经验的船长来讲呢，也不是说不可以行船了。
However, for the experience that the captain actually it is doesn't mean that he cannot sail the boat.
只是危险系数增加了。
It just the risk factor will increase.
而恰恰在这个时候，保罗的领受是这个时候出海不合适。
In post-receiving, he thought it was inappropriate to sail this time.
那你叫百夫长做什么决定呢？
Then, what can the centurion do?
船长说可以开。
So the captain said that they can
保罗说不合适。
Paul said it is inappropriate.
又没有办法有什么科学的证明，你说如何是好呢？
And he's not able to just prove the scientific proof. What can they do?
当然，这个对任何人来讲都不太容易的。
Of course, for everyone, it is not easy.
毫无疑问，我们比较容易，基督徒比较容易得出个结论。保罗当然的领受从神而来嘛。
Of course, as a Christian, we can give this conclusion. Paul's receiving is from the Holy Spirit.
那凭什么我们知道呢？
How do we know?
人又没有能力去证明神的行为，怎么办呢？
And humans just have no ability to prove God's word. So what can they do?
所以这个时候，人类的行为会是什么样的选择呢？
Therefore, what is the people's the choice of between the two?
所以悖逆不听神仆人的劝告，是我们大概率的选择了。
Therefore, being disobedient and not listening to the advice of God's servants is the most likely choice in the world.
也不是因为自己就怎么不乖不好比较坏，乃是整个世界大环境都是帮助我们、促使我们、使得我们是不去听神仆人的劝告，听世界的、听传统的、听经验的，会不会啊？
It doesn't mean how bad we are. We just follow the trend in the world and just not listening to God's servant.
好，其次是百夫长选择相信船主了。
Secondly, the centurion believed the ship owner.
刚才问了百夫长，如果你是百夫长，当做怎样的选择呢？
So we just talk about if you are the centurion, what decision will you make?
圣经就为他做了见证了。
So here, Bible just testify for that.
圣经说，但百夫长信从这个字是信靠的意思，信从掌船的和船主，不信从保罗所说的，很清楚。
And the Bible says very clearly, but a centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, follow the advice of the pilot of, and of the owner of the ship.
有的时候信从这两个字也从我们生命里边钻出来。
So the word listen to and often a lot of times just came from our mind.
我们会不会所信从的并不是上帝的旨意呢？
So do we just listen and follow just obey God's word?
也蛮有自己的经验的，对吧？
And maybe we just count on our own experience.
也认为很有价值啊。
You think your opinion is valuable?
当我们听到就是保罗这么讲的时候，我们会说：凭什么你保罗这么讲？你证明给我看呢？
So when we heard what Paul said, can we say you can? Why don't you just prove to us you're right?
通常有人要问保罗要你怎么证明给我看的时候，保罗一般是不说话的。
So normally, if people just ask Paul, can you just prove to me? And Paul just keeps silent.
因为保罗也证明不了啊。
Because Paul cannot prove that.
试问人类行为有什么能力去证明上帝的作为呢？
How can a human behavior to prove God's work?
Yeah, 所以这个的确是困难，会不会啊？
It is truly difficult, right?
百夫长又是船上的最高长官。
The centurion was the highest officer on the ship.
当然人最后就听从了百夫长吧。
So at the end, everyone obeyed the centurion.
而且也很有道理的，其实。
And it seems reasonable.
因为加奥港呢，并不太大。
Because Fairhaven Harbor is not big.
加奥港就是克里特岛，希腊克里特岛，它是地中海第五大岛了，最南端那个港口，大家熟悉一下，叫加奥港。
That is the
并不大。
That is the fifth biggest island in Greece.
所以在一般的情况下呢，在船主啊。掌舵的呀，船长的经验，加奥港也不合适过冬了。
So the ship owner also said it's not suitable to spend winter there.
那这个时候，其实百夫长也是蛮民主的，蛮 gentle 的，蛮 nice 的。
And centurion here actually he's pretty nice.
再加上希腊的文化讲究民主啊。
In addition, the Greek culture emphasizes democracy.
船上多数人的意见是离开加奥去腓尼基过冬。
And most people on the ship decided to leave Fair Havens and spend winter in Phoenix.
然后再来看一看呢，腓尼基的地理位置还真的不错。
So looking at the geographical location of Phoenix, it is indeed good.
Yeah, 那该做什么选择呢？
Then what's the decision they should make?
Yeah, 的确是不错的。
It sounds good.
它有两个出海口的港湾呢。
And there are two harbors at the sea.
一个朝着东北，一个朝着东南，非常合适出海的。
One facing the northeast and the other facing the southeast.
但是我们回想一下这件事的心理的决定的动机和出发点。
So now, just let's look back and think about what is the motivation for this.
都是回头回到百夫长心中信从的这个 principle, 这个核心价值观的选择跟由，对吧？
So the reason is all due to the centurion's choice of faith.
这个其实也是人心中的果效了。
This is the effect in people's heart.
也是人内心的核心价值观。
Also, that's the core values in people's heart.
请问我们曾几何时做选择、做决定的时候，上帝做首位呢？
So may I ask you, so when you make the decision, is God in your top priority?
还是我们心中有一些属世界的理性呢，或者诸多的原因是与上帝的旨意是分庭抗礼的。
Or in our mind, do you have any kind of rational just reasoning? Then that is to go against God.
好，最后是微微南风，洋洋得意啊。
Finally, a gentle south wind blew. They saw their opportunity.
人在衰亡之前呢，必有癫狂之时。
Before people decline, they must have periods of madness.
我们现在回想起中国的改革开放的三四十年的历史来看一下。
Let's just look at the 30 or 40 years ago, the reform in China.
特别是90年代初的时候。
Especially the early 90s.
当年一大批在政府部门呢、啊、在国企的这个工作的人呢下海去赚钱捞金了。
During the time, a lot of people in the officials, they just went to just dig gold.
我记得我92年、94年、95年回国的时候，听的都是我从小长到大发小们他们发财的经验的分享。
I remember 92 to 95, when I went back home to China, I just heard about my old-time friends and how they make the money.
Yeah, 这些好朋友们何等的风发意气不可一世啊。
And they just became so rich, so arrogant.
有了钱，整个人说话的味道都失掉了人味了。
Once they got money, they became so arrogant and so proud.
我记得那个时候报纸上跟大家说一句话，我现在还记得，说是要让少数人先富起来。
I remember during the time the newspaper said some people just say that a few people should get rich first.
结果我们就发现是全党、全军、全国人民一起去发财啊！大家觉得没有钱就什么都没有了。
And then we just saw that the most of the people and they just want to make the money and that's their focus.
几十年过去了。
Now decades passed.
我们会发现让少数人先富起来的结果是什么呢？
So what is the result for the people? A few people just got rich.
结果却是使多数人先坏起来。
But the result is that most people will get bad first.
左环右顾来看一看呢。
Looking around.
发现金钱已经成了大爷了。
And money has become the boss.
所以这样的核心价值观影响的千家万户的整个行事为人的准则和动机以及现象，对吧？
Therefore, with this kind of value, it just affects the people's standard of life.
比如说儿女不能输在起跑线上啊，大家现在还在这么做，对吧？
And people just say the children cannot lose at the starting line.
比如说父母是不能死在退休以前呢。
And they also said that the parents just cannot die before retirement.
又比如说再穷也要送孩子出国留学啊。
Also, people said no matter how poor they are, they must send their children to study abroad.
然后全国各地都大兴土木开始建房子啦。
And also, people just start just construction.
广州建个小蛮腰，让广州人骄傲许多呀。
So in Guangzhou, just build some kind of construction, they just be proud.
北京建了中央电视台一个大裤衩，大家也很自豪啊。
Also in Beijing, and they just also build some kind of famous building.
建个港珠澳大桥，尽管每天没什么车在那走，大家心里面也是很骄傲的，对吧？
And also they built the Hong Kong, Zhuhai, and the Macau Bridge, and they just feel so proud.
接下来高铁、动车，样样都足以让人洋洋得意啊。
And moreover, the high-speed rail and the bullet trains, everything, it's enough to make them feel very proud.
大家听懂这个意思吗？
Do you understand what I mean?
今天的经文说，这时微微起了南风，他们以为得意，就起了锚，贴近隔离底行去啊。
Here the Bible says, when a gentle south wind began to blow, they saw their opportunity, so they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore.Of Crete.
我们人类啊，比较容易给你个河街儿，你就往上窜呐。
So for human, and if they give you some just a little chance, you just try to just move full.
给你点染料，给你点颜色，你就开染房啊。
If I just give you something, and you just go ahead and just go even bigger.
当时的这些人都觉得自己做的决定很对。你看，南风起来了，把我们送到目的地去了。
So.During the time, the people just think, oh, here comes the gentle south wind, so that will just send us to the destination.
Yeah, 我们可以在克里特岛的南岸慢慢地往前走，你看多好。
Look at us, we can just move slowly and along the shore of Crete.
稍稍讲讲这个古时候在行船的时候，没有动力，没有马达，没有发动机，靠风帆走的时候，它不能直走的，都是之字形，知道不？
So in the past, if there's no engine, they just go just follow the wind.
一个风吹过来的时候，或者是东南风，或者说是西北风，每一个风向都会改变行程啊。
So when the wind blows, either the southeast or northwest, whatever, just go by the wind.
他们离开了加澳港，沿着克里特岛的边边往西边走的时候呢？
So when they just go along the shore of the Crete, so what happened?
Yeah, 如果是没有起南风，乃是北风，他们是很危险的。
If there's no south wind, only the north wind, it's very dangerous.
但是做了决定，起了南风，他们就觉得自己的决定很重要啊。
So once they make the decision, here comes the south wind blow, and they thought their decision is very important.
可能心里边也有个窃窃自喜的感觉吧。
May inside of their mind, they may just.Very happy about their decision.
你看看，我不用听上帝的意见吗？
Look at me. I don't need to listen to God.
保罗声称是上帝的仆人呢。
So Paul just proclaimed he's God's servant.
他让我们停在加澳港，我就是不听他的。
He just asked to stay at the the harbor, but we just don't want to listen to him.
而且不听他，还有一个好的结果，南风出来了。
And when we did not listen to him, but here comes the south wind.
所以这是人们心里边的活动，对吧？
So that's what's cooking in people's heart.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
So the world all sins and short of God's glory.
Yeah, 人人都如羊走迷，偏行己路。
So everyone has gone astray and just go the wrong way.
那接下来会发生什么事情呢？
What will happen next?
我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
终究狂风抓住船了。
Finally, the strong wind caught the ship.
呀，有人问什么是责任呢？
Some people say, what is responsibility?
那责任我们都会说嘛，是人当尽的义务啊。
So what is a responsibility? That's a duty one should fulfill.
或者说是当行的事啊。
Or what one should do.
那又有人反问，可不可以不负责任呢？
Maybe someone asks, is it possible to be irresponsible?
也是可以的。
Yes, you can.
只不过当人不负责任的时候，会有怎样的后果呢？
But what is the consequence if you do not bear the responsibility?
责任会一直追着你。
The responsibility will chase you up.
直到咬到你的屁股为止。
Until it just bites your ass.
你想逃吗？
Do you want to escape?
逃不掉的。
You can't.
责任是人这一生的一个跟随啊，你逃不掉的。
Responsibility, it just follows all your life.
首先，不听劝的后果呀。
First, the consequences of not listening to advice.
所谓好景不长嘛。
As the saying goes, good times don't last forever.
南风也不会长久的。
And the south wind doesn't last long.
呀，改革开放的这个红利的好日子也过头了。
Those good days in the reform, it's gone.
以后接下来50年、100年，可能日子会不容易过哦。
The following 50 to 100 years, the life may not be easy.
是以后200年以后再写今天的历史，就会发现我们是缺乏一个责任的。
200 years later, when we write a history of now, actually we will understand we are just irresponsible.
好，我们回到今天的经文来看。
Let's come back to today's verse.
呀，保罗在加奥港停船的时候就曾经跟大家说过啊。
Paul once said, when the ship docked in fair havens.
他说，众位。
He said, man.
Yeah, 我看这次行船不但货物和船要受伤损，大遭破坏，连我们的生命恐怕也难保。
Man, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to ship and the cargo and to our own lives also.
我们从经文的记载来看，这算是一次精准的预言了。
So, from...What the Bible described is recorded, and we can see it can be regarded as an accurate prediction.
但是事情还没发生，谁会信呢？
However, before the things happened, who would believe that?
这当时摆在大家眼前的一个囚犯，一个船长，信谁的？
Here, two people in front of the whole group, the people, a prisoner and a ship owner.
那么百夫长心中的信靠又会是谁呢？
Who can the centurion trust?
呀，在这个时候呢？
At this time.
呀，就有一个。有一个问题就最后临到他们了。
So here comes a question to people.
Yeah, 百夫长最终选择了船主啊。
So at the end, the centurion finally chose to believe in the ship owner.
Yeah, 不信从保罗所说的呀。
He did not believe what Paul said.
其实这个本质就是不信从保罗背后的上帝了。
The essence of this is that he did not believe in God behind Paul.
而人非有信，又怎么能够得到神的喜悦呢？
Without faith, one cannot please God.
而神的喜悦一旦不见了，那就仅仅剩下咒诅了。
When God's joy is gone, then what's left? That's only curse.
好，其次是有拉格罗来了。
Next, Northeaster came.
那有拉格罗又是什么意思呢？
What does Northeaster mean?
我们看经文怎么说吧。
Let's look at what the verse says.
他说，终于不多几时，狂风从岛上扑下来。
Before very long, a wind of a hurricane force just came.
然后说，那风名叫有拉格罗了。
So it is called the Northeaster.
有拉格罗是由两个词组成的。
Northeaster is composed of two words.
有拉是希腊文，意思就是东风。
Easter is Greek, meaning east wind.
而格罗却是拉丁文，意思是北风。
North is Latin, meaning north wind.
那加起来就是东北风嘛。
Put it together, that is the northeaster.
呀，有拉格罗的意思，简单讲就是东北风。当时大家习惯把两个字放在一起用。
So during that time, people just put those two words together, northeaster.
而通常要到11月11号之后呢，才会碰到这一种有拉格罗的东北风。
Usually they would not encounter this kind of the northeasterly wind until after November 11th.
而现在已经到达10月中旬了。
And now it's mid-October.
谁也想不到十月中旬有拉格罗他就来了。
And now, mid-October, here comes the Northeaster.
要该怎么办呢？
What can they do?
通常牧师传道宣教士并不会轻易地宣告一件事的结局啊。
Usually, pastors, ministers, and missionaries do not declare the outcome of a matter easily.
像保罗这样分享的情况其实也是不常见的。
So, situation like this, when Paul shared about this kind of things, actually is not just...
他会直接告大家不要往前走啊。
He'll just tell people, do not move forward.
因为他马上就要面对凭什么。
Because you quickly you will face that. So by what?
如何证明你说的是对的？
How can you prove you're right?
你把我们都当傻子吗？
Do you think we're the fool?
所以一般神的仆人呢，就分享一些圣经原则就好。
Usually, God's servant just share about the Bible principle.
极少告诉弟兄姐妹你要怎么做，你不要怎么做。
So there were a few times that they would say, "How are you going to do?"
除非呢是遇到一些特殊的情况，神特别给他信息，他才会讲不要这么做或不要那样做。
Unless it emerges a special situation, otherwise, but the pastor wouldn't say that.
因为最终选择还是要交给弟兄姐妹自己来负责任的，学习负责任的功课呀。
Because at the end, brothers and sisters still need to bear the responsibility to learn to make the decision.
所以，除非是圣灵特别的感动
，unless they're specially moved by the Holy Spirit，
或者呢是被神的爱大大的充满。
Or are greatly filled with the love of God.
我看保罗是被圣灵充满才会这么讲的。
I think Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit, then he said so.
我一般也不这么跟弟兄姐妹讲话，你要做什么，你不要做什么。
Usually, I would not tell brother or sister, you should do this, do that.
也是一般是圣灵特别的感动。
Unless I'm just particularly just moved by the Holy Spirit.
或者上帝给我的一种特别的一种爱吧，让我催逼着我讲出一些比较具体的选择。
Or unless just I'm just inspired by God's love and just let me just say this.
好，最后呢是无奈，任风刮去。
Finally, helplessly let the wind blow away.
人在江湖往往是身不由己的，对吧
？So when people are in this true situation, they just cannot help.
圣经说船是被风抓住了。
The Bible says the ship was caught by the storm.
被风抓住，当然就敌不住风嘛。
Therefore, it just could not just head into the wind.
谁还能大过风呢
？Who can be greater than the wind?
那他说我们就只能任风刮去了。
Then he said, so we gave away to it and just were driven along.
请大家留意这个字很重要哦。
Please pay attention. The word is very important.
这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
这是出于神的宣告啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's declaration.
包括保罗在内的所有人都必须经历人能力尽头的状态啊。
Which means all men, including Paul, must pass through the end of the human power.
耶稣在约翰福音十五章对尼哥底母也是讲类似的话。
In John 15, Jesus talked Nicodemus the same thing.
他说这个风啊，随着意思吹，要吹到哪里，人并不晓得的。
So Jesus said, the wind just blows not according to the human's will, just by its authority.
圣灵也可以被翻译成风啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister.The Holy Spirit can also be translated to wind.
所以每次当风吹过来的时候，我都会祷告圣灵，你在经过我吗
？So every time when the wind blows, I just pray, Holy Spirit, are you just passing by me?
所以当这股强风经过保罗他们的船的时候呢，我猜保罗也会做类似的祷告了。
Therefore, when the strong wind just blew, I think Paul also made this kind of prayer.
如果是我，我就会说主，感谢你。让我经历风也是圣灵的大能，让我晓得自己的渺小、无知和无奈、无能啊。
And I'll just say that the God, the wind blow just from the Holy Spirit, and I just experience myself and just out of my power.
这一股使人失控、无能的风，说明什么问题呢
？So what is this kind of wind is out of humans' control? What does that mean?
也仿佛对那些期待南风更久的人在说话呢。
So this is also just talking to people who are expecting the south wind.
你船主不是有经验吗
？Isn't you the boat owner have experience?
你不是告诉保罗说不到十一月就不会有东北风吗
？Didn't you tell Paul that there won't be the northeastern wind before November?
那么百夫长呢
？What about you, centurion?
你的信从何在了呢？现在
？Where does your faith come from?
那如果再有下一次的话？
If there was a next time,
请问你是否会选择相信一位你所遣送的囚犯呢
？Would you choose to believe a prisoner that you sent.
那当然，他们采取了民主制度投票决定一起走嘛。
Of course, they just vote and it's just by democracy.
圣灵在这也会问，难道人多就一定是对的吗？
So the Holy Spirit just asked, do you think that when more people meeting is always right?
那保罗呢？
What about Paul?
也同样圣灵有话对他讲啊。
Also, Holy Spirit has words to talk to him.
你不是有圣灵的感动吗？
Aren't you inspired by the Holy Spirit?
如今你还不是要与不肯听你劝告的人一同经历风险吗？
Isn't it time to experience risk with people who are unwilling to listen to your advice?
这有时候也是牧师在教会里的一些困难了。
So this is also the difficulties for pastors to serve in the church.
呀，牧师有时候会把真理讲清楚。
So when the pastor just preaches the truth to brothers and sisters.
但是如果弟兄姐妹领受的时候还不到的时候怎么办呢？
So however, if it is not a time for brothers and sisters, they really to receive the preaching, what would they do?
有的时候也许难免也会陪同弟兄姐妹一同经历这个不肯听劝告的后果。
Sometimes pastor will also just walk with brothers and sisters to face the consequence of not listening to their advice.
我这奉献了三十六七年了，所以这种事情也常常发生啊。
I served the Lord about 37 years.
我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
绝望中等候拯救。
Waiting in despair for rescue.
其实我蛮盼望弟兄姐妹熟读圣经的地图了。
I really hope, brother, sister, you will be familiar with Bible map.
我现在做 PowerPoint, PPT, 也想减轻同工们的担子，尽量我做的少一点，就是几个大纲。
So currently, and for this outline, the PPT here, we just do the outline.
所以对弟兄姐妹的要求就会高一点了。
Therefore, I have the higher expectation from brothers and sisters.
圣经地图大家要熟练哦。
Please be familiar with the Bible map.
否则大家可能真的不知道我在讲什么了。
Otherwise, you will not understand what I'm talking about.
我现在所说的路程是在地中海上。
Now the journey I'm talking about, that is on the Mediterranean Sea.
刚才也跟大家讲了，大概的位置是从土耳其与希腊之间的爱琴海，往西南的方向走去了。
I just mentioned the approximate location is from Aegean Sea between Turkey and Greece to the southwest.
来到现在属于希腊的克里特岛啦。
Now they go to the Greek island of Crete.
然后还要继续往西行。
Then they continue westward.
他们是沿着这克里特岛的南岸一点一点往西走了。
They just move the west and just along the shore.
首先是高大岛，高大岛北收小船呢。
First, collect the boat from the north of Kota Island.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
离开了加奥。
Leaving Fairhavens.
这艘出于埃及的这个船叫的亚历山大号了。
So this ship is named Alexander.
就沿着克里特岛的南边岸慢慢的往前走。
So this ship, the Alexander, sailed slowly along the south side of Crete.
这时候在他们的南边出现一个小岛，这个岛的名字很有意思，叫做高大。
So when they encounter a small island, they ran along the shore of the island, and the island is called Kota.
而最关键高大的这个名字呢，就是可悲的。
So the meaning of Kota, that is miserable.
其实是有道理的。
Actually, it has a meaning.
因为高大岛在南边，然后克里特岛在北边。
So,The Kota is on the south and Crete is on the north.
所以一旦西北风或者东北风吹下来的时候呢？
When the northwest wind just blow.
两个洋流相交是会使船产生危险的。
So the wind from the different direction, of course, it will just cause a chaos for the boat.
所以这高大岛可能常常会遇见船呢会撞到这个岛上。
Therefore, and the Kota, a lot of times, the ship may just hit the shore.
所以路加在写这一段经文的时候，他应该查考过高大岛的文化概念和意义，对吧？
So when Luke recorded in this book, and he made just kind of the study about this the place of a car.
他将这个词汇收录进来，不会没有意思的。
So Luke's inclusion of this word would not be without meaning.
这个意思仿佛也在对我们说话呀。
The meaning seems like it's talking to us.
试问一个对上帝没有信心的旅程。怎能不可悲呢？
How can a journey without faith in God not be sad?
请问今天你所走的路是因信上帝而走的路吗？
The journey you just move on, is it because you just go by the faith in God?
Yeah, 这个时候他们就出现一个问题。
Now, here comes a problem.
因为风高浪急啊。
Because of the high winds and the strong waves.
原本用来逃生的这个小船或者送货送人的呢，不得不将把它收起来了。
The small boat originally used to for escape and transporting people and cargo had to be put away.
不要小看收起这个小船的动作哦。
Don't overlook about this action.
那后面还会讲到这个小船的。
Later we'll talk about this small boat.
收起来容易。
It's easy just to put away this boat.
从上下文的关系来看呢，路加好像也参与了这个收小船的过程。
From the context, it seems like Luke also involved in the process of putting the boat away.
所以他写这句话的时候呢，他用仅仅这个字来描述其中的不容易。
So he used the word merely to describe how difficult it was.
希腊文用仅仅这两个字表达困难，表达他们能力刚好能够做到这件事情。
In Greece, the word merely meaning it is very difficult to do this.
好，其次呢是抛货弃具避风浪。
Secondly, abandon the goods and the tools to avoid the wind and the waves.
这个时候风浪显然是越来越大了。
At this time, the wind and waves were getting stronger.
船主呢也担心继续这么走下去呢。
The owner of the ship was worried that if the situation continued,
要恐怕船会飘到北非利比亚有一个地方叫做塞尔底沙滩去搁浅了。
So in this case, the ship might just float to the beach of Saudi Arabia, North Africa, and be stranded.
大家对地中海有个基本的了解哦。
We need to have some basic understanding about the Mediterranean Sea.
北边是欧洲啦。
So north is Africa.
南边是非洲啦。北边是 Europe, 欧洲。
The north is Europe, the south is Africa.
Africa 是非洲啦。所以他们这个船稍稍往南，那个洋流是把它往南边去推的。
Therefore, and the south wind just pushed them, moved to the south.
而当时利比亚呢，有一个沙滩是很出名的，叫做塞尔底沙滩，很出名的。
So in Libya, there's a famous beach. It's named the Saldi.
而船进到这个沙滩，往往就出不来，它把船给粘在那，吸在那个里边了。
Therefore, if the ship just went to the beach, and then it would be stuck.
船长怕这样的事情发生啊。
Therefore, the ship owner is afraid this kind of thing will happen.
就将整个这个桅杆上的帆缝给卸了下来。
Therefore, he removed the sail canopy just from the mast.
这样子好像还不够啊。
Seems like it's not enough just to do so.
为了减轻船体的重量，他做什么决定呢？
In order to reduce the weight of the ship, what did he do?
他来，大家一起帮个忙。
So he told everyone, just come help.
把船上的货物以及各样的器具都丢到大海上。
So everyone just threw the cargo and the various equipment on the ship into the sea.
当然不舍得都是钱嘛。
Well, these are all valuable. This is all money.
但为了保命，这些东西也得往下丢啊。
However, in order to save their life, they have to throw those things away.
这其实也是圣灵在对我们说话了。
This is also the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
不要依靠世间的财富与力量啊。
Do not just count on the worldly wealth and the power.
因为风浪一来，全都检验出来了。
When the storm came, everything was tested.
而这些钱财名利靠不住的。
So all the wealth that all this kind of thing is not countable.
世间财你赚不完的。
There's no end to earn the wealth in the world.
当年下海去发财的这些人，今天又何在呢？
So where are those people when they just went to the world to dig them?To make the money.
能够留下一点钱去平安的退休是高手了。
Whoever can just retire just very peacefully, they are really in just that it's not easy.
而绝大多数都是晚景不保啊。
A lot of people in their later life and it's not in good situation.
即使你赚尽了天下财
，even if you just make all the wealth in the world,
也必然会千金散尽的。
It will surely be lost.
富不过三代还真是这个世界上的描述啊。
And when we describe this world, it's really so true, and the wealth can last three generations.
人赚的全世界还能拿什么来换生命呢？
What else can a man give in exchange for his life?
但这几十年，这个道理很简单，跟大家讲，就是不听啊。
For all the decades, we just preach about this, but a lot of people just do not want to listen.
到今天还有一些好朋友跟我讲，哎呀，王牧师，我现在已经是赚够钱的财务自由了。
So, still have some friends just told me that I make enough money, I just have the freedom.
直到去年前年还有一个好朋友跟我讲这样的话。
Until 2-3 years ago, there's a good friend still told me this.
我当时我就跟他讲了，我这个话从你的口中一出来，你的财富、你的财宝就会在你的眼前如雪花般的飘动，离你而去啊。
So I just told him, well, when you say so, that just meaning that your wealth will just gradually just go away and just fly away.
他就很不高兴，凭什么呀？我钱到我口袋里，难道还能出得去吗？
He was not happy to hear what I said, and he said, "How could that happen? How can I just let the money go?"
我说钱财的本身跟人的关系并不是拥有和被拥有的关系啊。
And I told him, "The wealth in your pocket actually is not you own it."
上帝定义财宝是让人来做管家的。
God defined a wealth that is for you to be the steward.
而管理的目的是为神所用啊。
The purpose to just be a steward that is to be used by God.
你却用钱。财宝来夸耀自己的财务自由的了不起，夸夸其谈。
When you use the money to just brag about yourself,
这个话语出来，钱离开你的日子就不会太长了。
Once you brag about it, and then the money in your pocket will not last too long.
那当然，他的情况我还是不了解了。
Of course, I don't know about his real situation.
呀，三年疫情之后，他开始也开始好像糊涂了。
After 3 years of the pandemic, seems like he's a little just kind of not up clear in his mind.
我也为他祷告，是我很好的朋友，从小长得大的朋友了。
And his was my just the childhood playmate, and we
have a good relationship. 有一天他能够明白真理，认识真理，选择耶稣基督啊。
I just pray that one day he will get to know God.
好，最后是日月星辰无踪影。
Finally.There was no trace of the sun, moon, and the stars.
那现在我们不妨站在船主的角度来看问题啊。
Now, let's just look at the problem just from the perspective of the ship owner.
呀，货物都抛弃了。
So the cargo has been abandoned.
从某种程度上来讲，这个行程就变得没有意义了。
Actually, that just means the trip becomes meaningless.
呀，行船的器具也都丢弃了。
All the boating equipment was also lost.
其实就意味着，如果不赶快到达目的地，危险就马上就要来了。
Which means if they do not arrive destination quickly, here comes the danger.
船长心里边可能就问该怎么办呢？
The ship owner may just ask.
更加糟糕的是什么呢？
What's even worse is that.
就所谓的天公不作美啊。
The weather is no good.
连日月星辰都躲起来不见人了。
Even the sun, moon, and stars are hiding from people.
在当时的情况来看呢？
Look at the situation during the time.
作为一个航海的人，包括船长或者航海家来说呢
？So as a captain or a navigator,
没有日月星辰指方向，意味着他整个人生处在绝望的光景了。
If there's no sun and moon stars to give direction, meaning he's in a confusion.
因为没方向了嘛。
Because no direction.
我船往哪里走呢
？Where does the boat go?
茫茫的大海真是无路可寻呐。
So facing this ocean, what can they do?
呀，路加说太阳和星辰多日不显露了。
So the Luke just said that the neither sun nor stars appeared.
又有狂风大浪在吹逼啊。
And the storms continue raging.
然后路加说，我们得救的指望就都绝了。
And then Luke wrote, "We finally gave up all hope of being saved."
啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
人生难道不正是最怕的就是失去方向吗？
In life, we're just afraid the most is that we lose direction.
我们每个人都处在不知明日要生何事的光景之中啊。
Every one of us, we're just in a situation we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
但是基督徒要感谢主啊。
But as a Christian, we need to thank the Lord.
神的儿女要感谢神啊。
God's children, we need to thank our Lord.
信靠主的人是不慌张，是有力量。为什么呢
？The believers, we don't need to be afraid or worry. Why?
虽然我们不知明日要生何事
，Although we don't know what will happen tomorrow,
但是我们所信靠的主耶稣基督却掌管着明天呐。
The Lord in whom we trust Jesus Christ controls tomorrow.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
请问两种意见摆在你面前，你当听谁的呢
？Who do you listen to between the two opinions?
你要如何听呢
？How to listen?
你要怎样听呢
？So, And what kind of situation do you to hear?
请问你都听到了吗?
Do you hear it all?
百夫长的信从将会是你的教训吗?
Will the centurion's obedience be a lesson to you?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你是我们的恩典，你是我们的荣耀，你是我们的力量。
You are our strength, glory, and grace.
你是我们的高台，你是我们的拯救。
You are our fortress, you are our salvation.
有你在，我们不怕风浪。
When we have you, we are not afraid about those waves.
有你在，我们不怕危险。
When we have you, we are not afraid of the danger.
有了你，我们就有了一切。
Once we have you, we have everything.
因为我们的好处不在你以外。
Because all the good is inside of you.
求主帮助我们以后在做决定、做选择的时候，定准耶稣基督。
Lord, help us to focus on you when we make the decision.
谢谢恩主听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.